Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
In cricket, early wickets crucial for Australia against New Zealand in their second test in Perth later today.
Yeah, Fran, look, the first sessions of any days are always important because they do set the agenda for the next 6 hours, and particularly in the case of this match, Australia declared at 9 for 559, David Warner and Usma Khawaja both scoring runs, Ross Taylor 235 not, New Zealand 6 for 510 at stumps on day three. Australia wants those early wickets. Four would be nice in the first hour, I would think, from the Australian point of view. For the New Zealanders, though, and this is where it gets a little bit interesting, they want to be enough runs ahead of Australia to start causing the odd nervous moments in the Australian dressing room, given that Usman Khawaja, who scored 100 in the first innings, probably won't bat because of the hamstring injury. It's going to put him out of Test cricket for up until Boxing Day. Now, that's very much a physical injury, that one. The mental weariness could also become a factor in this game. Both sides, courtesy of a very flat wicket at the WACA, have spent a lot of time in the field now in enervating heat. It's been a bit of a heat wave in Perth, and that's forecast to continue the next couple of days. And look, it's another reason why these things are called tests. What you might do in the first innings when you're fresh and full of vitality might all come unstuck in the second innings if you haven't got the mental toughness to see it through, Fran.
Okay, and a couple of quick ones in rugby union, both the Australian women's and men's sevens teams going to the Olympics in Rio?
Yep. Yeah, the Pearls had already qualified a few months ago, but the Australian fellas, the Thunderbolts as they're known, they had to go through an Oceania qualifying tournament to reach Rio, and boy, did they go through that in style. They thrashed Tonga, listen to this, 50-0 in the final, scoring 10 tries. They only conceded one try themselves. It should be noted, as always the case with rugby and New Zealand, both the New Zealand women's and men's teams had already qualified much earlier in the process, Fran. So they're going to be, obviously, Australia is in the running for a gold medal with that sort of form, but once again, New Zealand stands in the way.
The Pearls and the Thunderbolts doesn't sound too Olympic to me. Just briefly, the Socceroos missing a couple of important players for tomorrow night's World Cup qualifying game in Bangladesh.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a pretty important game, and both Tommy Urich and Tom Rogic injured in the game against Kyrgyzstan. The World Cup qualifying games have been in the focus for another reason in the last little while. Fran, do you remember John Aloisi running all over the ground, taking his shirt off? 10 years ago, that was, when Australia beat Uruguay to qualify for the World Cup for the first time since 1974. And a wonderful move by the Football Federation of Australia. They brought out Aussie Huss Hiddink, to be part of the celebrations over the weekend. It was great to see him again.
Good on you, Warwick. Thank you very much.